Well, hello. I imagine you might be a little familiar hearing my voice, so why not take this opportunity to welcome you to our inaugural Capital Allocators CIO Summit. This gathering is something Rahul and I have been cooking up since before the pandemic. It's the largest gathering of past guests on the podcast. There are 56 attendees who have appeared on the show, from some of the very first, like Andre Perold, Tom Lenihan, and Jenny Heller, to some of the most recent, like Tom Joy, Bill Oram, and Scott Spielvogel, alongside repeat favorites like Kim Liu, Anna Marshall, Ian Charles, and the Friends reunion cast of Brett Barth, Casey Whelan, John Harris, and Meredith Jenkins. It's also the largest gathering by far of future guests on the podcast, because there's another 70 or so of you coming, any one of whom, and I hope most, will come on the show down the road. We feel really fortunate to be able to convene all of you together. But once you have that potential, the question you have to ask is, what do you do? I had a few observations from a few decades attending industry events. We've all been to hundreds of these. In fact, Gavin Baker from Atreides told me he's been to thousands of conferences if you include all the sell-side events, and they all kind of suck. Well, there's really two types of events you see in the industry. The first are thought leadership conferences, where you or anyone coming to the summit could go on stage for an hour and be really engaged. Then you spend the rest of your time in your seat trying to listen, trying to pay attention, feeling guilty because you're not really listening or paying attention, checking your phone, picking your head up when a few people laugh, trying to pay attention again, and then just giving up. Those conferences are fine, and there's nothing wrong with them. They just bring a lot of anticipation and excitement that fades quickly after about an hour or so after the event starts. The other type of conference is a cap intro event with lots of one-on-one meetings. Those are productive for their purpose. In fact, our good friend Ron Biscardi from iConnections does a remarkable job putting on those events. Their annual Global Alts in Miami is thousands of people, and it's great for the industry. It's just exhausting, and not something we wanted to do when we were thinking of putting an event together. We wanted to do something that we were excited and energized about from start to finish. When we took a step back, in a post-COVID world, most people say they want to come together to connect. They want to connect with others. They want to learn and improve. Thought leadership events don't really foster connection throughout the day. Almost every allocator CIO I've had on the podcast talks about the importance of character in their money managers. But I'm still not sure how that one-on-one speed dating moves the ball forward in that regard either. So putting those two together, it seems industry conferences fall short at helping build connections and learning. In fact, we all say the best part of the industry conferences are the breaks, right? It's the coffee breaks, the meals, the drinks afterwards. That's when you get into real conversations and where relationships form. My favorite example was a catalyst for thinking about our CIO summit. One of the attendees, whose name I won't use so she isn't flooded with requests after you hear this, told me that every year she goes on a weekend ski trip with a handful of CIOs, and they invite one manager that's in one of their portfolios to join. After a few months or maybe a couple of years passes, almost everyone, if not everyone, of those CIOs ends up investing with that manager. So why is that happening? Well, there's really two reasons. One is there's buy-in. One of those CIOs is invested in the manager. They've already done the due diligence, they believe in the people and the strategy, and they've put their capital on the line. The other CIOs presumably trust their judgment, or at least they come positively predisposed to engaging with that manager. The second is they're getting to know the manager personally. They're not spending the weekend across the table hearing a pitch. They're in an informal setting far more conducive to learning about the character of the manager. That's the raw material required to form great relationships. What Rahul and I wanted to do was create a summit comprised of the best parts of other events and that captures the inputs and hopefully the outputs of that ski trip. So let me walk you through how it's going to work. With a tip of the cap to Simon Sinek, I'll start with our why. We've designed the event to allow you to connect with each other and improve yourself, your organization, and your investments. Rahul and I are fortunate to know everyone coming, and I'll just tell you, it's an amazing group of people. I think we can form deeper relationships in this format, both with people you've known a long time and those you'll meet for the first time. I've certainly found that from hosting the podcast, how much more you can learn when you curate a conversation the right way. So I hope that we can bring connections together and just get better as individuals, as leaders, and hopefully improve our investment portfolios as well. In terms of our measurable objectives, our goal is to generate a wildly productive return. Managers are paying to come, and for the CIOs on the allocator side, their most precious resource is their time, and they've given us their time. We want everyone to have an incredible return on your time and your money these 2 days. If we succeed, this will be so special that you'll be chomping at the bit to do it again next year. So let me turn to who will be around the table. This is all about bringing the right people together and getting out of the way. And we couldn't be more thrilled at who's coming. There are 80 of the leading CIOs in the world from the allocator side. About half are from endowment and foundations. A bunch are large single-family offices, multifamily offices, OCIOs and consultants, as well as some pension funds and sovereign wealth funds from all over the world. There are 43 managers attending. Each of them has been handpicked. We started by asking the allocators when they registered to give us the names of two managers in their portfolio so we could get the same type of buy-in that happens on that ski trip. We then went through the list and invited them. So in every case, there's an existing relationship with someone in the room or an invitation that came directly from me. We used one filter, a no assholes policy. If someone acts like an asshole during this event, that's on me for picking the wrong person. It's not on them. But do let us know so we don't invite them back next year. So to stay off the list, if you are an asshole, please don't behave like one. And if you're not, there are better times to make an exception. Lastly, our team. Rahul and I have been incredibly supported by our good friends Jen Prosek at Prosek Partners and Ron Biscardi at iConnections. Jen and Ron are here alongside some members of their teams. In particular, Katie and Jackie on Jen's team have been unbelievable in helping us with the event from the beginning. You'll also come across Hank and Morgan on my team, Anne and Caitlin on Ron's, and the iConnections tech whiz Chris Altamare, who built the app and the matching algorithm we'll use to get the best out of our time. So that's who's involved. How about what we're doing? We're going to have a series of small group discussions. Each one is 6 to 8 people led by a professional facilitator. My dear friend, business school roommate, and executive coach Matt Spielman from Inflection Point Partners, who's also a past guest on the show, brought in an all-star team of facilitators to help us get the most out of all these conversations. Rahul, Jen, Ron, and I, alongside some of our teams, will round out the facilitation team. Each of these small group discussions is structured as an hour, where for 40 minutes, we'll talk about the topics we shared in the welcome package. They're a combination of individual questions, organizational leadership questions, and investment questions. In some sessions, you may hit on all the questions. In others, you'll find you just go deeper on a subset of them. It's all good. Our hope is that you'll connect with each other, not finish your homework. After 40 minutes, you'll have a choice of how to spend the next 20. Sometimes the conversations will really resonate and your group may want to keep going. Sometimes you may find there's someone in the group you really click with and want to spend some more time with. By all means, do that. The government has not yet formed a national holiday for our CIO summit, so you may want to check your email or call the office too during that time. Probably half the people in each group are extroverts like me, and half are introverts. 48 hours of dialogues for introverts is exhausting, so you may want to use the 20 minutes to recharge your batteries and take a break. One thing's for sure, we have never been to an event that had too much time for breaks. So we've built in gaps all day long for you to fill as you see fit. Just one side note. Everyone will want to spend those 20 minutes differently, so please, we ask no judgment at all for those who just want to step away. Most events, you fly down to warm weather and spend your time inside staring out the window at the sun. Well, not this time. We're going to hold some sessions both inside and outside. And why not? We can take advantage, hopefully, of the great weather in Florida. So lastly, a few ground rules for the summit. Everything is off the record. There's no press. Don't worry about anything showing up on the podcast. It won't. Nothing is for external attribution. Second, we ask no direct sales at all. For managers, this isn't the time to give your sales pitch. I do hope there are really interesting investment conversations that come up and lots of interest in your funds. Heck, I'd love to compare an endowment-style fund equally weighted by the managers coming to whatever benchmark you want, but until then, please avoid the daunted pitch. Third, for the sessions, we'd like only one conversation to take place at a time. We've instructed the facilitators to act as traffic cops in that regard. And then we want everyone to be included, which usually means quieting down the extroverts and drawing out the introverts. We've all been there. When there's a pause in the conversation, the most extroverted person in the group inevitably fills the space, and the most introverted may say nothing the whole time. Every group will have one of each. Each day, we'll lay out the agenda in the morning, let you know where we're headed, and let the magic happen. We're so excited you're coming and are working right up until then to maximize the probability of a massive return for you. Please reach out with any questions, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you in Florida.